ओम शांति। टुडे इज 8th of September 2018 सैटरडे। टुडे इज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी एन ऑल अराउंड सर्वर एंड रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली कंटेंट बाय बीइंग फुल ऑफ ऑल स्पिरिचुअल ट्रेजर्स। एंड ऑल अराउंड सर्वर मीन्स a master bestower of happiness, a master bestower of peace, and a master bestower of knowledge. A bestower is always an image that is full. As is the self, so he would make others. A spiritual server means one who is ever ready and all-rounder. Only those who are full can become all-rounders. Those who are full will be content and make everyone content. Lack of any kind will create discontentment. The way to be content and make others content is to be full and a bestower. So may you all become all-around server. Who is all-rounder? What does the mean, all-rounder mean? All-rounder mean? Yeah, that's there. How the word originated or which field it belongs to, rather. It belongs to cricket. The one who does bowling and one who does batting as well. That person is known as all-rounder. But otherwise, a person who is a master of many skills, a person who is expert in many things, who is a jack of all trades, such a person is called all-rounder. So when we say somebody is all-rounder, it means he possesses many skills. Skills are again divided into two, hard skills and soft skills. Soft skills again are hundreds and hundreds, depending upon which department, which field one is working. For a student, the list of soft skills is big. For an executive, the list of soft skills are big. So every profession has got its own soft skills. Baba is telling us to become all-rounder. All-rounder means one who is content. All-rounder means one who is ever ready. All-rounder means who makes others content. So, Baba doesn't just talk of those soft skills or hard skills. In Yajna, to become all-rounder means to be able to do almost everything. Like, so we will create the list, huge list, list of 84. Everything one must know. You cannot give reasons. You cannot make blame excuses. I do not know this and I do not know that. Each and every skill one has to ingrain, inculcate within oneself. So, before I go to these list of departments and list of services in Yajna, there are 8 major skills, soft skills, which are needed. And when somebody has that, that person would be called all-rounder. Especially when somebody works in some gathering, some sangatan. So he should have certain skills. So there are 8 soft skills. Though, as I said, a student's the list is different, executive list is different, but some of the things are very common. And the first thing is, so the first skill is leadership. One must have that skill of leading the gathering, the qualities of a leader, how a leader behaves, how a leader talks, what all things a leader does. If there is a problem, how does he solve it? How does he command respect? He doesn't go and beg respect. He doesn't keep on saying that, respect me, consider me your boss. No, he doesn't do all of those things. He commands respect. So leadership skills is one of the soft skills. In order to become all-rounder, one should have all of these things. So whether it is a school life, whether it is office or anything, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba has used one word, monitor. There are some students who are monitor. They get scholarship. So one must develop within oneself the art of the skills of being a leader. But again, this should not become other way around, that I want to become leader and I want to become leader and I want to order everybody. Leader is the servant of everyone. Leader is the humblest of all. Leader is someone who has the feeling that I have to serve everyone. It is shown in the life of Jesus Christ. 12 hours before crucifixion, he started washing the feet of his disciples. And disciple asked, Master, why are you washing our feet? He is the master and he is washing the feet of his disciples. And the master said, so that you can wash the feet of other people. In order to create an example, the master is serving the disciples. So this is how a leader is created. A leader is someone who is free from that egoistic feeling of I-ness, that I am doing something, that I know something. Rather, he feels to share his knowledge with everyone. Leader is someone who creates leaders. Leader is someone who is not possessive of his leadership, of his seat, of his chair. He is willing to offer it to others. There's a Zen story of a Zen master, Bokazu. And one day he enters the classroom and he goes and sits on the seat of the teacher. And since nobody is there in the class, they are about to come. So he goes and sits on the seat of the guru. And then everybody comes, all students come, and the guru comes. And he sees, if some other guru would have been there, he would have got infuriated. But this guru of Bokazu, he comes and nicely sits down as a student. And the Bokazu is sitting on the seat. So that's the sign of a guru. Humility. He doesn't suffer from the disease of ego that makes one fall every time. So the first skill to develop for all Brahmins is leadership. The second skill to develop, adaptability. You should be able to adjust in any situation, any circumstances. Just as in difficult weather or at altitude one gets acclimatized, in the similar manner, one should learn this art of acclimatization, getting adjusted to difficult situations, adaptability to persons. We should be able to work with the most difficult bosses, most difficult colleagues, companions, juniors, places, offices, where everything is adverse, where everything is incongenial, where all the circumstances are going against the grain with us. In those situations, one should have this adaptability. Then third, teamwork. Teamwork. One should be able to work in a team. If a team decides something, one should be following the rules and norms of the team rather than becoming a revolt, rather than becoming somebody who raises a revolt. So teamwork is one of the skills. Then one should be easily able to work under difficult situations, under pressure. Ability to work under pressure is easy ability. To work under pressure, no matter how big is the pressure, but one must develop that art of working under pressure, ability to work under pressure. Then self-motivation. There's none who is going to come and teach us and give us motivational advice every time. But sometimes or many times we have to self-motivate ourselves. We have to learn the skill, this art, this soft skill of self-motivation, then we become all-rounder. Then time management. This is the most important job of a person who is all-rounder. He must know how to manage his time, how to utilize the time, how to utilize it to the hilt. Then creativity. An all-rounder will be creative. He will try to bring something new every time. All his interaction, all his thoughts, all his speech, all his work, relationships, and everything, yoga or gyan or seva, everything, there should be an element of creativity. It's not that the same work you are going on and on and on and on and on and on. I was once asked recently by somebody, that class was very good. Would you like to take the same class again? I said, one class only once in 5,000 years. No repetition. Repeat means, is there a dearth? Is there a scarcity of knowledge? Has Baba ever repeated any of the Murlis? Can you find two Avyakta Murlis which are similar? No. So one topic only once in 5,000 years. So, creativity. Then, communication. This is an art one has to develop. How to communicate, how to talk, how to inform on phone or message or mail. That's an art. In our hospital, sometimes some new doctors come, some junior doctors, and we find that they are very, very poor at informing. What they are informing, they don't know. What is happening to the patient? They say something is happening to him. Or what? So, art of communication. Not just informing, but even formal talks or informal talks. Anything. Communication is a very big subject. Then, conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is an art. Is a soft skill. If there is a conflict, for example, in Yajna, whenever there used to be fight, Baba used to send Jagdish Bhai, go there and do conflict resolution. There is a fight. Somebody has fought. Two sisters are fighting, go and do something. So, conflict resolution. And the last, 10th, D, decision making. Decision making. So, This is a very important skill. An all-rounder should know what decision to make, because life is all about making decisions. At every moment, you have to make a decision. Whether to get up at Amrit Vela or not, a decision. After Amrit Vela, whether to go to sleep or do some chintan, decision. Murli, in today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, those who say that we can't study, as if they have got tired, fatigued. Thak jana. Those who say that we can't study anymore. And there are many who used to have come here, and those who opened center, and they are no more here. They just ran away. So, these are the total 10. 10 soft skills. Lettuce, 3 CD. So the first skill is leadership. The second skill is adaptability. The third skill is easy ability. The third skill is teamwork. The fourth is easy ability to work under pressure. The next skill is self-motivation. The next skill is time management. And 3 C's. What are the 3 C's? Communication, creativity, and third, conflict resolution. And last, decision making. So these are known as soft skills. Latest 3D is the mnemonic to remember 3 CDs. 3C means 3 C's and D. CD means CD, what you have. So just for the sake of remembering, if somebody tells you to give a class on soft skills, you can use this 10 skills. Latest 3 CDs. So now we will see in Yajna to become all-rounder means what. So let's start. All-rounder means one who can do the service of accommodation. One. We will see one by one a huge list of becoming all-rounder. If suppose one is given the service of giving accommodation, what are the challenges of giving accommodation? Brijesh Bhai, he knows the best. Only challenges and nothing else but challenges. So there are lot many challenges. Somebody wants this, somebody wants that. Somebody wants single, somebody wants this, and somebody wants so many things. So, this is an art. All-rounder means one should develop this art. To work in accommodation department and to satisfy everyone. And that is one of the biggest tasks. Because no matter what you give, they will find out some more fault in the room. No matter you give them the best of the room, but then they will find that the door is on this side and door should be on that side. The window should be here and window should not be there. And the bathroom is little smaller. You cannot satisfy as regards accommodation. So, all-rounder means develop this art of giving accommodation. So you need to take some training from Chandrasekhar Bhai for that. So in between, when you have time, you can go and sit with him and see how he manages difficult people who are bossing, over demanding, and they were coming with big letters, and they are coming to stay for 1 month. It's the most difficult task to manage, to convince, and once who is already inside, to convince him to go away. Or suppose you give him one room and now you want him to change the room. It's the most difficult task. He is not willing to change it. So, accommodation. Second is art department. To be all-rounder means one should be a painter. One should be drawing something. That is a skill, that is an art. If given a task, one should be able to draw something. One should have that habit of brush in hand and start painting. So, art department. The third is administration. This is again a difficult department. A lot of diplomacy is needed here. So, all-rounder means a person who is in Yajna. All-rounder means who is an administrator. And administration skills are needed everywhere. All the Rajniti, all the politics from Copper Age would start here. How in Satyuga and Treta, only one thing is there, administration. And that is an art. Gradually it got deteriorated and corrupted, that is a separate thing. But the best of the sciences is the political science. So one must learn the political science. So that is to become what? All rounds. Another is Anaj store, store department. So that is also, if one is given a job there, a seva there, a duty there, one should be able to manage. So how do you manage Anaj store? That's also an art. Then, yeah, anything for that matter. Then next is anchoring. Anchoring is also a skill which each and every Brahmin should develop. It's not that I don't know how to do anchoring. You should be able to do anchoring. And I find many times there are such poor anchors. Simply parrots. If you want to introduce somebody, they will take his bio data and read it from word to word. That's it. That is the worst of the... That is not the way to do it. If suppose somebody has given a bio data and you just read it out, finish. Is that an anchoring? That's not the way to introduce somebody. You should be developing the art of introducing somebody or complete anchoring of complete program. It depends on the anchor. Just imagine a cricket match is going on. An anchor is so poor that he doesn't describe anything. He doesn't create that sensation, that excitement. So audience will feel bored. No matter that match is very good, but the anchor is very poor. So the people will get bored. So anchor should be very powerful. Anchor should be master of words. He should be master of language. His words should be powerful. He should be well versed in all the proses and poems and shairis and so many things. That is the mark of an anchor. So, yeah, jokes. And he should have a very strong sense of presence of mind or sense of humor. He should be able to create humor at that point of time. So that's an art. To be all-rounder means to be do anchoring. Then next is accounts. One should be able to do accounts. Accounts is one thing, statistics, knowledge. For sisters, it is must. You cannot say that I am illiterate, I am just 10th class, and I have not done this, and I am not done this. You can't give any excuses. Accounts, everyone should know. An account is such a thing, even if one is working alone, he should be able to keep his account, his money and everything. Then second is bread department. This was all about A. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then is bread department. So everybody must know how to make bread. First thing is to see how they make it and then to learn it. Then all the things, all the bakery or whatever. We are just talking about becoming all-rounder here in Madhuban, where they have got so many departments. Another is see construction. One should be able to understand the things about construction. When Dadi Prakashmani was there, she used to know each and every square feet of land, what she used to think, what is the price of this and what is the price of that. Though this looks worldly, but for yajna, there is nothing like material and this is spiritual. Everything is spiritual here. Because whatever we are doing is spiritual. So, increase the knowledge of construction. Then, carpentry. If one is given a job in carpentry, Nikhilesh Bhai, what you will do there? So, carpentry. Then, cleaning. Cleaning. And then, control room. Control room means anywhere here. So you should be able, you see all the Kumars at center, they are so expert in playing songs. And some of the centers, we see sisters do that job of keeping the mic, adjusting the mic, doing recording. All these things are some of the important skills. Every Brahmin should know this art of recording. Every Brahmin should know the art of music and which song to play. And knowledge of all the songs. Which song is in which album of yajna. These are some of the skills one should develop. And what to play at what time. function is there and what to play, which song to play. You cannot play any song anywhere. So this will become something difficult otherwise. Then is the dining service. How to serve? In dining, you should do this service of serving others. That's also a skill. How much to give to whom? In our hospital, I really feel amazed to see that Nitai Bhai. That Nitai, who is there in doctor's room, he knows each and every person how much to give and what to give. He is so expert. He knows that this doctor drinks only half glass of water, so he will give only half. He knows that this person drinks coffee and he will give that much. He knows this person doesn't like this, so he doesn't give that. He's so expert, his observation is so... He's really a yogi, Nitai, who is in hospital. So he's a very good server. He knows how much to put in plate and how much not to put. I see some of the mothers, they will just put everything. So, control. But that is wasting, no? That is not the art. So dining, then dispensary. One should be able to work in dispensary also. Keep on take training in dispensary. When you have some time, sometimes rather than going to the Om Shanti Bhavan for explaining, go to the dispensary and learn some basic arts. Basic art of taking blood pressure or holding or shifting patient from the this bed to the wheelchair to stretcher, or how to put the patient into ambulance. Simple art. Dressing wound. It's a simple thing, anybody will learn. Everybody should become. Sister Shilpa is there. She can give training to many people. So you can go to her. So learn basic first aid. Basic first aid. You should know. Because suppose some example, some double foreigner, somebody is there and somebody something happens. You should be able to do something rather than crying, oh come and nobody is coming. Something you should be able to do. So the first aid. Then is diesel. I don't know what to do in diesel. But that's the department in Madhuban. Yeah, okay, CC camera, right. This was created long back, you know. In some other class we had done this. So that's... Then next is electricity department. Exhibition. You should be able to explain exhibition. That's to become all-rounder. Whether it is Om Shanti Bhavan exhibition, whether the market exhibition or Peace Park exhibition or any or de-addiction exhibition, any exhibition. You should have seen it and you should be able to explain. Then fruit department. What you will do there? You must know which fruit to keep where. Which fruit would get rotten. Otherwise you will keep fruit, I will not give to anybody. And they all will get rotten. And then it will not be of use to anybody. Which fruit to keep, which fruit will last, which fruit require what temperature, which fruit will come in which season. So some knowledge about fruit. Then fancy store. Then fire and safety. Some training is needed. How to use that fire extinguisher. So one should have that training. Then Godlihood studio. If you have some of those skills, you can enter there. Animation department or this department or that department. Many are there. Guide service. Then gardening. Some knowledge about plants. Gardening. How beautiful they have made Naki. Earlier what it was and how everything is turned so beautiful now. So that's a skill. That's an art. So Baba has kept so many people in this yagya who have that specific art. How this Nanjappa Bhai has created such beautiful things everywhere. So... then gardening, then garage. If you have that skill, then hospital, then ironing, then IT, journey food. These are all the skills. Journey food you must know. Which food would last for a long time. How much to give and how much not to give. Then kitchen, preparing and serving both in kitchen. Then khoya paya department, lost and found. Then laundry. Then library. Library is a great art. How to develop a library? Because if you go to the bigger colleges, if you go to universities like medical colleges, the librarians are so strict. Remember, in our college, they have huge protocols, so many accounts, so many ledgers and registers with them, and many things. It's a great, great art. It takes years together to learn how to become a good librarian. So librarian is a thing. So that also one should develop the art. Then literature, how to write. And then legal, about something about court cases, that is an art. Media, maintenance, milk department, mineral water, museum, night duties. If you have never done any night duty, you must do sometimes to see what happens when one does night duty. What happens to the whole day next day? When you do the whole, you are awake the whole night. And then what happens next day? Organizing programs. Now you want to organize some program. You have to conduct a meeting. And that meeting should be very, very elaborate, very, very to the point. And people should be given responsibilities. So everything works smoothly. Then press department. Press where the printing is there. Personal service. Somebody is patient. And you have to serve him. Here some of the Madhuban Nivasis, they get Sevadharis and they just disappear. When they disappear, they also don't understand. So personal service, patient service, printing, that was press, and then printing, and then photography. How that photography department itself is a separate thing. Quality control, then railways, how to make tickets, online booking, flight booking, everything. Roti, then reception, registration, security, sightseeing, spark, serving food, solar, stage coordination, stage services, speech, sale, saloon, singing, sound, shoe department, transport department, trolley department, tailoring department, telephone exchange, utensil, video, wing office, writing, waterworks, welding, whitewash, Xerox department, yoga, leading, to lead yoga. To lead yoga while sitting on the sandali and to lead yoga. That's also an art. And zone coordination. And CCTV, as Shambhai said. So this is a huge list, about 80. So Baba says you have to become all-rounder. All-rounder means you have to know everything. You can't say, I don't know this, I am that. I came from that background, so I don't know this. No excuses. All-rounder means you must know everything. All-rounder means you have to know everything. You cannot say that I do not know this, I do not know that. Whether it is sweeping the floor, whether it is cleaning the center, whether it is repairing the watch or it is repairing a vehicle. It could be anything. You know that Shantamani. Shantamani Dadi? Yes. She had to clean that utensil. It was so big. She entered into it. And with her leg, Nirmal Shantadadi. And with her feet, she started cleaning it. It was so big and she was small. So that's an all-rounder, how Baba made every Brahmin an all-rounder. Look at, I just wonder at some of all the Brahma Kumari sisters who are staying at center. In here in Madhuban, each one is given one department. Very simple. You don't have to worry or you don't have to interfere in other departments. But look at center. They are working like anything. They are cleaning, they are washing clothes, washing utensils, they are preparing food, they are serving food, they are organizing programs, they are reading Murli, they are giving courses, they are giving some motivation speech somewhere, they are conducting seminars, some love gatherings, and going out, going to Gita Patshalas, so many work. They are real all-rounders. We are sitting here nicely. Only concerned about one department, but they are managing sound, they are managing music, they are managing guest hospitality. To manage guest is one of the challenging tasks, especially if somebody comes from Madhuban with high demands. So Baba wants us to become all-rounder. Om Shanti.